Case number 10642, Gerald A. Barron, Route 54 west of Lost Point Road, being lot 4, block F, within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. I'm Ken Feaster with Steve Parsons' office in Ocean View. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Barron this evening. I spoke with Mr. Barron today. He indicated he recently broke his foot, is unable to get around, so he's asked me to speak on his behalf. He sends his apologies that he could not attend. We're seeking a variance for the front and side yard setback requirements. This is located in Swan Keys, where the setback requirements are 10 feet. Mr. Barron acquired the property on March 25th of this year as his primary residence. At the time of signing the contract, he was not aware of any violations of any setback requirements, nor were the sellers. The sellers, Leo and Jamie Winterling, had acquired the property in April 30th of 2001. Throughout the time that they owned the property, they were not aware of any violations. They had acquired the property from Mr. and Ms. Connell, who had acquired the property in turn in 1982. Throughout that chain of events, nobody had been aware that there was a violation until the survey was obtained in preparation for Mr. Barron's purchase. In particular, the right rear corner of the dwelling, when viewed from Lobbs Point Road, is 9.78 feet from the side property line. That being the case, we're seeking a variance of 0.22 feet on the side. On the front of the dwelling, facing Lobbs Point Road, we're seeking a variance of 3.19 feet and 3.27 feet at the front corners to come into compliance with the 10 feet setback requirements. As I said, they learned of the violation in getting the survey when Mr. Barron was preparing to purchase the property as primary residence. He's currently living there as his primary residence. In order for him to continue to do so, he would need this variance, of course. Otherwise, the only other option would be for him to demolish at least a portion of the property and rebuild to become compliant with the 10-foot setback requirements. The home has been there for such a long time that it's actually part of the character of the neighborhood. So by granting the variance would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood in any manner. Further, granting this variance would not impair the use of any adjacent properties. It has been used in the same manner for many years and would continue to be used exactly the same way. It would not be detrimental to the public. This would be the minimum variance required in these specific numbers that we've asked for. And the variance would be required by Mr. Barron in order to continue the home in its present condition. I believe that Mr. Barron's ownership of the property, in that he did not create this problem, nobody was aware of this problem for many years, a problem has been in existence for a long time. I believe that all of the elements have been met for Mr. Barron to receive his variance, and that's what we request this evening.
How long did you say the structure has been on there?
Since at least 1982. Yes, sir.
Mrs. Isaacs, I assume that there was a CO grant?
Yes.
Do you remember what year, Susan, the setbacks changed in Swan Keys?
Not off the top of my head.
Mm-mm. Certainly since 82.
Yes.
Back since 91, mm-hmm. when I started on the board.
Yeah, at least then.
10 years, maybe?
I'd say a bit, 10 to 15 years. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10642 as it wasn't created by the applicant. CO has been granted by the county. It's a minimum variance to grant relief. I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,642. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.